There it is. That is Bob Gamuncha and the Munchkins with Wicked and Wild is the Night. All right. I don't know what we're doing here. Now, tonight we're going to have Steve Bozell as a special guest host, because we haven't had a guest host in a while, and I thought Steve would be great because he has to clear up the difference between Dolores Blazingame and J.D. Blazingame's sex site. It turns out, yes, they are related. As you recall from last night's show, Larry Grover tried to make this point that, no, they were not related. Well, yes, they are related. Larry is trying to cover up for J.D. Blazingame. Dolores is not really too embarrassed. That's her brother, and that's what he does. Just so long as there is no confusion as to who, you know, does what. She's got nothing to do with that business. And, Larry was covering up. He didn't think that there was any connection. Trying to say there wasn't any connection. Well, yes, there was a connection. Larry, the reason why he didn't say there was a connection is that, you know, Larry probably owes J.D. Blazingame something. Even though Larry's been outed, the group Anonymity Plus or whatever the fuck came and out of all those guys that are on the J.D. Blazingame sex site. This is a sex site for straight men who don't want to cheat on their wives but do want to express themselves sexually, so they do it with each other. Spanking each other with hoses, looking at dirty movies and naked and shit like that. And they dance with each other. Let me see. Disabled... What? Let's see what's going on here, man. Green Bay Packers, New York Yankees fire. What's going on with this fucking fire? China's having a bad fucking time of it. The rest of the world is stabilizing. So I think that ought to be the thing here. Deserve break. Okay, so what we're looking for here now is top stories. This is going to be Harvey's stocks in China dive as global markets elsewhere stabilize. My best friend.
Now, can I say something, Steve? Because I know...
You go right ahead.
I don't want to tell you what to do.
All right, now, Google News. Let's see what we got going on here, man. So really what's happening here is Steve's going to be hosting the show tonight, but what I want to do is I want to get the rest of our stuff lined up, man, and ready to go. Well, I had a very interesting conversation today with members of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office. These are guys that deal with cybercrime. And you'd be surprised. How you doing, kitten? You'd be surprised at what they are able to do and what they're able to find out and what they're able to, confiscate and subpoena and so on and so forth. I had no idea. But I mean, I had been told this by my attorney that the police are able to go places where, you know, a normal, for instance, say, lawsuit where you're having to do all kinds of subpoenas and so forth. You know, a fucking police department if they have reasonable suspicion, you know, they can. Anyway, it was very interesting. I'd love to fill you in. I can't, but suffice it to say, I was educated. Now, this is a piece of copy from yesterday. You know, erase $3 trillion. This whole stock market up and down, you know, and just blew out, you know, it lost all its value. Oh, it didn't lose a goddamn money. On paper, it lost a lot of stuff. Nobody's fucking selling shit. No one's getting out of their retirement. No one's getting out of their investments over the long haul. Because, as it turns out, much to the dismay probably of a lot of people, the U.S. economy is doing pretty good now. Not great, but probably not good enough for people that don't like Obama. It'll never be good enough. If it was a Republican that was president right now, they'd be jumping up and down, beating their fucking meats. But hey, you know, I don't want to be political. But the economy is on the recovery, on the mend, and global economies are pretty good, with the exception of China. China, you may ask, well, why is that, Phil? A couple of reasons, one of which China artificially manipulates its markets, as you may have heard, maybe even, you know, I mean, I suppose we all do, but they do it in the most glaring ways. You know, it's against the law in China to sell stocks at a certain point, you know. It's against the law in China to, I think, sell a certain percentage of what you own, and so on and so forth. So all of the normal human instincts, good and bad, that drive a market are, in China, are fucked with, to put it in a very technical sense, you know, to apply a technical word to it. So that's going to be Harvey. My best friend. No, man, I don't want that. I don't want Google Chrome, Jack. I want, I'll tell you what I do want. Here we go. Notepad. This. All right. Show open. Well, Bacon. Harvey Wireman. First topic of the day, the JD. And this will be bringing back on Larry Grover. Next up, we'll have Vernon Dozier on to talk about getting his face smashed in. And Bozell is going to play Pigs by Pink Floyd, which will really further antagonize the situation. I think we have that, yeah. We'll get that in the playlist. To the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Can you tell me what is that supposed to mean? Is that does that mean me? that mean me?
Well, no, sir, I don't.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that means me.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, I mean, your face was picked. It was picked out.
Yeah, okay. You know something, Henry, what's your name again?
My name is Steve Bozell, sir.
Steve Bozell.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then finally, what we will do tonight as a closing moment. Margaret was talking about, what was she talking about? She was talking about Stephen Colbert said he spent a day in the office with David Letterman about 10 days before Letterman signed off the show in May. Colbert asked Letterman a barrage of questions about doing the show. The two put away a few bottles of water during the process, the hard stuff, he joked. At one point, I asked him, do you mind me asking you these questions? He said, no, nobody ever asked me these questions before. It was a very gracious way for him to say that only the person sitting in that chair would care about the answers. At Letterman's suggestion, Colbert has moved the desk on the set to the other side of the stage, he added. Interesting. Colbert also said Letterman made a point of showing him how to operate the brass-handled freight elevator that Letterman used to go from his office to the Late Show stage floor. The symbolism was not lost on Colbert. He said, there it is. Now it's waiting for you. Colbert was part of another send-off last week, Jon Stewart's final installment of the Daily Show. Daily Show producers asked Colbert to deliver an on-air thank you to Stewart. What if Mavis reviews Stephen Colbert? Mavis Leonard does some television reviews. Mavis Leonard reviews Stephen Colbert. That'll be the last. He hasn't even been on the air yet. You don't want to bet against. You don't bet against Stephen Colbert. You know, you don't bet against any guy that's such a phenomenal success. I just don't think you do, but. I don't know. You know, I don't know what the pitfalls are going from a character to being himself. I mean, a guy is going to look the same. It's going to look like Stephen Colbert. And I don't even know if people are going to really get that. I don't know that people get that that's a character he was playing so much as he was just being kind of a smartass, you know? He says he was able to dial the character up and down. He said, quote, I wore it as lightly as a hat, meaning I could dial the character up or down as need be. But I think one thing to think about is that the character at sometimes was worn so lightly by Colbert that you'd think it was simply Stephen Colbert being super smart-ass, sarcastic, not so much a character as an attitude, you know? So, you know, it's
what it is. That's all I'm saying.
All right. That'll be Mavis later on with Steve Bozell. Steve Bozell, by the way, is a huge fan of Stephen Colbert. Wasn't aware of the fact that that was a character. How much time we got here, man? All right, probably very, very short pre-show because there's been a lot of dead air. For those of you watching here on the video cast, you realize the dead air. You also, if you watch the video cast, you can see where I'm stopping and starting. For instance, last night I had a big coughing jag in the middle of one of the character bits, and I went back and edited that for the audio podcast. But obviously, for the video cast, it stays, whatever happens stays intact. So you'll see some mistakes. You'll see us fuck up. You'll see us destroy what's left of my tattered career. You'll see us rend it and gut it and eviscerate it. But on the audio cast, it sounds just all hunky-dory and fucking bitchin'. Thank you. You're welcome. All right. So that. News stinger. I got Harvey Wurman up here. Okay. Now, where is the other... Oh. I had been, and this is something I want you guys to see, as long as we have this time together. I had been talking with some people about, you know, at odd times I would mention to people, well, I saw this play back in the early 2000s, back around 2002, as it turned out. Wasn't really sure when it was. It was a play that occurred between the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. And, it was a attempted field goal. I knew it was an attempted field goal. The guy that got injured was the holder, who was the punter for the Washington Redskins. Now, I'm going to get a photograph of this guy after... see what we got here, man. Get a photograph of this guy after the knee of one of the Dallas Cowboys ran right into this guy's face. The guy's name is Brian Barker. He was a punter for the Redskins. I'll give you a picture of this guy's kisser here in a minute. Where is it? I hear you. Take a look. Oh, you can't see this. It's not a very good. It's not a very good picture. That's a bummer. Let me see what I do here, man. Open in a new tab. Open image in a new tab. Maybe this is it here. Well, you could sure see it. I'm not showing you anything yet because it's not to my liking. View image, right? Let's see if this is... Well, let me get this picture of this guy. Barker got a knee in his face. Problem is, How do I... I know what I'll do. Sorry, guys. I'm a little brain dead here. There we go. I'll show you what this guy looks like. Barker got a knee in his face following this particular play. Now, it's a little shocking, and I don't mean to be shocking. It's not totally gross, but I will warn you, if you have any kind of squeamishness or squeamacity, he took a knee. He was holding on the field goal attempt. The field goal was blocked. The ball went bounding away. Barker dove for the ball, and in the process of diving for the ball, he got a knee right in the face, and it broke his nose, opening up what they called an open nasal cavity fracture. So here is his nose. He looks like Porky Pig. Well, this picture here, I think we're going to use... I'm going to save image as, you know, let's just save this on the desktop. What do you think, okay? And we'll save that image, and we'll call that the Barker's nose. But I think what we're going to do with that is we're going to turn that into Vernon Dozier's nose, you know? So it'll be quite a shocking-looking thing. And that was a hell of a thing. And I remember seeing this, and down through the years, I've said to people, boy, you should have seen this guy's face. He looked like Porky fucking Pig, you know? And they go, well, what do you mean, you know? Well, finally tonight, I was able to find it. I was talking to Lauren, and I said, you got to see this. And I said, I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but let's look. And sure enough, there it was. Now, here's my main man, Barker, here. Let's see if we can... yeah, there you go. This is good. Look, he looks like some kind of fucking... he looks like there's something really wrong with him there, man. Look at that. Boy, see right here is where literally the nose opened up. See? The cavity of the nose is open here, and then the nose is just punched up, and, he's all fucked up, you know. But he did get his nose fixed, and he's actually now a coach with the Jacksonville Jaguars and looks like a perfectly fine-looking chap. He's 51. years of age. Is that my understanding? Yeah. But it ain't cool, man. I mean, that kind of shit just does not work. Maybe I ought to get a little screen grab of that, huh? You want to grab that, huh? How about a little screen grabberoonie? I feel good, man. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so there. So that's what we can do with that is we'll put that here on our... Put that on our plate right there, you know. It'll be a part of the... That's nasty. Fucking nasty, Jack. All right. So Steve Bozell is a man. Ready? We all ready to rock and roll? All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and this is Phil Hendry for Uber. Let's try it again. Hi, it's Phil Hendry here, and